Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Ksubas Daf Pei Dalid. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a mark, the Daf Gemara, for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage, and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the mark Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins a little more than halfway down Daf Pei Dalid. You'll notice a Mishnah. If you like, you can count 21 lines up from the bottom. On the side of the Gemara, in the margin, we've written a Nosei. Chalukas Nichsei Hames Bein Ishto Baal Choyvoi V'Yorshov. A person dies, leaving property, and we'll discuss how it's divided amongst his wife. She has a ksuba that's owed to her. He, the deceased, may have owed money to people from whom he borrowed. That's your Baal Chovo. And you have the heirs. The Mishnah. Misha Meis V'niach Isha U'Baal Chov V'Yorshim V'hoyu Lo Pikodon O Milva B'Yad Achirim. And the deceased also had articles that were entrusted to others, people who watch his items, or he had outstanding debts to collect. Milveh b'yad achirim, he stood to collect debts. People owed him money. Rabbi Tarfon Oimer, yinosnu l'koshel shebohen. The pikodon, or the outstanding loan, shall be given to Koshel Shebehem. The Gemara will deal later with that expression. The Chiddush, the point, is a novel point here, and that even though we have a rule that Metaltali Demyasmi Lo Mishtabdi, portables that have already been inherited by the heirs are not bound to serve as a means of paying off his debts. So Rabbi Tarfon is Mechadesh that since the items were not in the deceased's literal domain when he died, they are available for collection by those to whom he owed money. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Rachman Bedin. We don't show compassion or mercy or kindness when it comes to the law. Elo yinosnu liyorshim. It goes to the heirs. And someone else's grabbing of it will not be effective. We say lo mahani bo tfiso. Tfiso means grabbing hold of it will not work. And why do the heirs win out? Shekulon tzrichim shvua. All those to whom the deceased owed money and come to collect from the deceased, they would have to swear that they had not received payment when they come to collect from the heirs. V'ein hayorshim tzrichin shvud. Heirs collect what's due to them. They inherit that which is due to them without any need for taking an oath. Hiniach peros tlushin min hakarka. The deceased left fruits that were detached from the ground. Kol ha'kidim bohen zocha bohen. Rashi says, kol ha'kidim bohen zocha kidmu yorshim, if the heirs took hold of it first, zochu, they keep it. V'ein motzim yor, we don't take it from them. D'metav li'asmi lo mishtabdi l'balchov l'ksuba. Portables that are in the possession of the orphans or the heirs are not bound to pay off their father's debt, nor their father's wife's ksuba. Kidem echod mehen, hoishol amalve, if the wife, or the wife meaning the widow, or the lender took hold of these things first, zochahu, he keeps it. Rabbi Tarfon is le tfisa de la charmisa mahanya. Rabbi Tarfon is of the opinion, and this is, so far, this is brought to you by Rabbi Tarfon. We will see him again as we read on in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Tarfon holds, and these are principles that we'll see later in the Gemara, very important principles that Rashi's introducing at this early point. Rabbi Tarfon holds that tfisa, taking hold of items, even after the death of the one who had incurred the debts, the tfisa of those to whom the money was owned is effective. Once again, the tfisa is effective even if it's after the death of the one who had incurred the debts. That's not something that everyone agrees with, though. We continue in the Mishnah. Zochsa, we're talking about someone who grabs, takes hold of the peros tolushin. Zochsa isha yoyser miksuba. So if in taking the fruits, the peros tolushin, she took more than the value of her ksuba, ubalchov yoyser, or the lender, the balchov, who to whom the deceased owed money, but in taking the fruits, he took more than that which is due to him. Hamosar, the balance. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Yinosnu LeKoshel Shebehen. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Rach Medina LeYinosnu LeYorshim. Shekulan Tzrichen Shvua Vein HaYorshim Tzrichen Shvua. Like we saw above. There's a Rashi toward the end of the Mishnah commentary. He says, Hamoisar Yinosnu LeKoshel Shebehen Ze Baal Hashtar. The Koshel is the Balchov, the one that has the shtar, Shiyadu ala tachtona. He has the weaker position. The Mivo liad hayisaimim shuv lo yotzi mehem lo isha velo Balchov. The Balchov and the isha, once the portables, the fruits, the detached fruits get to the possession of the yorshim, then they will have no claim on it. The Gemara, Lomali Lemisni Malve, Lomali Lemisni Pikodon. Why does the Mishnah teach these two examples of items that were not in the actual domain of the deceased at the point of his death? Tzrich, I need both examples. The Itana Milve, had we spoken about a loan, Beho Ka'oma Rabbi Tarfon. Here Rabbi Tarfon would tell you, if I had only that case, I would say, oh, here Rabbi Tarfon says that we don't give it to the Yorshim. Mishum de milve lo hitzo nitna. Milve, once someone borrows money, money is borrowed to be spent. Lo hitzo means to be spent, meaning it's not around anymore. And being that it's not around, you would have to do a proactive effort in collecting it. We call that mechusar gevina. It's missing being collected. It needs to be collected. It hasn't been collected. It's not around. So there, I could see Rabbi Tarfon saying that it won't go to the Yorshim. Avo pikodon, an entrusted article in the domain of a watchman, the isei be'ene, it's around. It's physically extant. Amor, I would have thought, modi lei the Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Tarfon would concede regarding the pikadon that it automatically goes to the Yorshim, that wherever it is, it's considered in the domain of the heirs. Therefore, I can't tell you just the case of milva. I have to tell you the case of pikadon. The e tona ha, had we taught the case of pikadon, b'ha kom Rabbi Kiva, here Rabbi Kiva would say, give it to the Yorshim, based on the Svara we just said, that it is extant. Aval b'hach, in the case of the outstanding loan owed to the deceased, Emo modi le Rabbi Tarfon. There, I would say, it doesn't automatically go to the heirs. There, give it to the, we saw the language in the Mishnah, to the Kishel Shebehen. Therefore, tzricha, I need to teach that case as well, and the machlokes Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva. My lekoshel. So as we long awaited, what does that mean? So we see that we have Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina is one at the, and then Rabbi Yochanan that follows on the same line, number two. My lekoshel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Omer lekoshel shebaraya. That means you would give it to the one whose shtar, whose document is dated most recently. Being that his document, which enables him to collect, is dated most recently, he cannot go to collect from people that bought from the deceased prior to that date. And he has, in other words, the weakest collection possibility, weakest collection power. He's limited to only people that may have purchased from the deceased after the date in this particular shtar. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Leksubas Isha Mishum Chena. Lekusho means you give the, what we saw in the Mishnah, the Pikodon of the Milva will go to the Almona, to the widow, to pay her Ksuba. Mishum Chena, because of the Chena consideration. The Chena consideration, from the word Chen, which means to find favor or grace, it means that we want to encourage women to want to get married, that men of the world, so to speak, should find favor in the eyes of the women. And how will that be? It will be only if the woman has a sense of comfort or security that she will get money that's due to her. So that in order to preserve develop or cultivate this concept of chena, we want to show that when there are outstanding items, our first choice is to give it to the women. And that way, women, as we said, will be encouraged to get married, knowing that they have this financial security. Kitanoi. Rabbi Binyamin Omer, Kitanoi means that the two opinions, Rabbi Yosef Hanina and Rabbi Yochanan, said what they said, they reflect a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Binyamin Omer lekushel shebarayo, vehu kosher. Rabbi Elazar Omer leksubas isha mishum chena. When in this source, Rabbi Binyamin said we give it to the kushel shebem vehu kosher. Rashi comments vehu kosher means vadover kosher vehogun lasos kain. It's a proper thing to do, to give it to the person whose document is dated most recently, as we said before, because he doesn't have his means of collection, his means of receiving compensation is more limited than everyone else. Hiniach peros tlushin. We saw in the Mishnah regarding the detached fruits, what we do with them. Now the Gemara asks, for Rabbi Akiva, my Iria Mosar, in our Mishnah, when we introduced the detached fruits, only when we got to the issue of the extra amount did Rabbi Akiva say that it will go to the Yorshim. After all, Rabbi Akiva says that Yorshim have an upper hand in the sense that they don't have to take an oath in order to collect what's due to them. So why does Rabbi Akiva speak only about the Mosar? Kulu nami de Yorshin havu. All of the Peros Tlushin will go to the Yorshim, according to Rabbi Akiva. So once again, why does Rabbi Akiva's opinion regarding the Peros Tlushin appear only when you're dealing with the Mosar, the amount, the value above the claimants? Gemara says, in Hochinami, that is true, that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Peros Tlushin will all go to the Yorshin, not just the Mosar. The Aydin Amar Rabbi Tarfon Mosar, and since Rabbi Tarfon spoke about the Mosar, Tono Ihunami Mosar. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva also speaks about Mosar. Rashi, you might notice at the bottom line, Va'aydi Domer Rabbi Tarfon Mosar, since Rabbi Tarfon mentioned Mosar, Hadaleihu Nami B'mai the Airi Bay. Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Tarfon concerning that which Rabbi Tarfon spoke about. Lolo Bekulu Nami Islay. regarding all of the fruits, Rabbi Akiva will hold his opinion that goes to the Yorshim. Dafilu tofas, that even if the Balchov or the Ksubasisha, the woman, grabs them, Mafkinon le mine, we will take it away from him and give it to the Yorshim. We continue at the top of Omid Beis. Rabbi Akiva lo tefisa lo mahanya klal. We've been explaining the sugya so far. We mentioned a couple of times, and we just saw it in Rashi at the very end of Omid Aleph, that even tofas, it doesn't work. So we're asking, according to Rabbi Akiva, tefisa doesn't help at all. Omar Rava, Omar of Nachman, vehu shetofas mechayim. Rabbi Akiva will acknowledge that tfisa, that grabbing something as a means of compensation, will be effective, we'll say, against the Yorshim at a time that they don't have Yorshim status, very simply put, if it's grabbed while the person who owes the money is still alive. On the side, we have a topic heading, Hecha Munochim Perus Hatlushim, Shaleim Cholkim Rabbi Akiva of Rabbi Tarfon. Where are these detached fruits currently sitting? The fruits concerning which Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon have their argument. Im Nechshavim Birshus Hayorshim Velo Mahani Behu Tfisa Shel Acher. Are they considered in the domain of the heirs? And hence, if it's in their domain, so someone else coming along and taking them will not be of any value, won't be effective. So now the Gemara. Ula Rebbe Tarfon, the fruits concerning which Rebbe Tarfon said that the Yorshim do not get, those detached fruits. The Manchi Hecha, where are they located? Where are they lying? Rabbi Shmuel Demri Trevayu, Vehu shitzvurin uminochin bershus harabim. If they're piled up and lying in a pile in a public thoroughfare, then the Yorshim will not get it. That is when Rabbi Tarfon says the Yorshim don't get it. Avol, besimta lo. The simta, we can say without committing ourselves to an actual translation, it would be something like an alleyway. In other words, not the main drag. Rashi says on Simta, Karen Zovis Asmuchus Shusrabe, a corner that's near a thoroughfare. And in that, the area of a Simta, Rashi says, Ubnei Odom, Oisim Schoro Zeim Zeh, Beshuk, Verotzim Ledabri, Levram Benachas, Veyishu Hadas, Mestalkin Lishan, people that are engaged in commercial activity in the public area will go to a Simta when they want to have a private conversation. So it's not an open place. And therefore, the Yorshim are capable of inheriting it. So this, of course, is all within Rabbi Tarfon that says, that introduced the idea of the Yorshim not getting it. So when is it that they don't get it? When the fruits are lying in a public thoroughfare. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Damri Travayu Afilu Besimta. They say that according to Rabbi Tarfon, the Yorshim will not get it, even if the fruits are in that alleyway or that location off the main drag. Don Daini Karebi Tarfon. There was an incident where the judges ruled like Rabbi Tarfon, which would mean a deprivation of the Yesoimim. Viahadre Reish Lakish Leuvda Minayon. Reish Lakish reversed their ruling. He holds like Rabbi Akiva that Tfisa does not work. Omar le Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, Asita kishel tera. You just reverse the ruling of the Dayanim without giving any reasons. You make it sound it's like some kind of oral tradition. Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, I can appreciate your having a position that would hold that the Yorshim don't get it, but once they were granted possession of it by the judges, how is it that you come along and reverse that based on what? That's Rabbi Yochanan's, attack on Reish Lakish's position. So, just to review, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are holding firmly that the Yorshim do not get it. They're reflecting, let's say, a Rabbi Tarfon approach. And Reish Lakish came along and reversed it. And that even after the Yorshim were granted possession of it, the outsiders were granted possession of it, Reish Lakish came along and took it away from the outsiders and gave it to the Yorshim, holding like Rabbi Kiva that Tfisa doesn't help. As we go on in the Gemara, you can see we have a topic heading on the side, a topic heading with a structural note. Maisa Pshaposku Dayonim Rabbi Tarfon, the Mahani Tfisa, Ubo Reish Lakish Vahofaches Piskom LeKarabi Akiva, the Sover Da Yorshim Zochu. The triangles, Birur B'mai Cholkim Reish Lakish V'Rabbi Yochanan. What's the underlying point of controversy? The Gemara. Lema B'Hokum if we do take note that we have four stages till we get to a point at which we could say that we've figured out what they're arguing about. I have to emphasize again, at the expense of sounding repetitive, what preoccupies the Gemara here is Reish Lakish's willingness to reverse a case that was already ruled upon, to reverse it in order to paskin, in order to rule like Rabbi Akiva. So what is the underlying point of machlokis? Lema beho komifliki. Let us suggest that the following is the point of machlokis. Now a word of background is necessary here, and that is that the Gemara elsewhere speaks about what we call rules of psak. And amongst the rules of issuing halachic rulings, there is an idea that when Rabbi Akiva argues with a colleague of his, we will follow Rabbi Akiva. That's called halachic Rabbi Akiva mechavero. Now, that is an Amoraic revelation. However, it is a well-accepted, firm idea, and hence, the Gemara will refer to it as a Dvar Mishnah. Dvar Mishnah literally means some teaching from the Mishnayos. But Rashi points out that this concept of the halacha shall follow Rabbi Akiva over his arguing on a contemporary of his, on a colleague of his, that is a well-known idea. The question is, here you had the Dayonim ruling not like Rabbi Akiva. Is that a type of ruling that can be reversed? So we continue in the Gemara. The Mor Sova Reish Lakish is of the opinion Tobidvar Mishnah Choser, when a mistake is made concerning an important ruling, the case must be reversed. Umor Sova Rabbi Yochanan holds Tobidvar Mishnah Eino Choser, that even though in principle Rabbi Yochanan might agree that the halacha should follow Rabbi Akiva, but nevertheless, if a ruling was made that didn't follow that, it's not reversed. So maybe that's the point of machlokis, this concept of tal bidvar mishnah choser or not. Lo, that's not the point of machlokis. The kuliyamo tal bidvar mishnah choser. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish will say that it would have to be reversed. The hacha behalkem iflgi. And here we have to understand, why are they arguing if they're in agreement concerning Tal Bidvar Mishnah? So the following is the suggestion. Mor Savar Halachic Rabbi Kiva Mechaveroi, Velo Me Rabo, Rabbi Yochanan, who did not want to have the Rabbi Tarfon ruling reversed to go like Rabbi Akiva, it's because it's true we follow Rabbi Akiva over against his colleague, but not against his teacher. Rabbi Tarfon being considered, at least at this point, Rabbi Akiva's teacher. Umar Savar Halacha Afilu Me'Rabo. When we say the Halacha follows Rabbi Akiva, it means even against his teachers. V'boyesema, another approach, dekuli alma halacha Rabbi Kiva mechaver v'lo me'rabo. The rule says the halacha follows Rabbi Kiva only when he's up against a colleague, not against his master, not against his teacher. V'acha b'ha'ka mifugi. What's the point of machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is as follows. Mo sova Rabbi Tarchin equals rabo havi. Notice we will follow Rabbi Akiva only against a colleague, not against his teacher. So Rabbi Yochanan, who had ruled like Rabbi Tarfon, was doing so because he would rule like Rabbi Tarfon and not like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon being his Rebbe. Umosava Reish Lakish, who wanted to see the case reversed to reflect Rabbi Akiva. Havero Havi. Rabbi Tarfon was not a teacher of Rabbi Akiva, rather his colleague. Another approach says that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish will agree that Rabbi Tarfon was Rabbi Kiva's friend. He was his colleague. Reish Lakish will tell you that when we say halacha Rabbi Kiva chaveru means literally halacha, that you have to rule that way, that the ruling is to be made like Rabbi Akiva. Umosavar matin itmar. Rabbi Yochanan says that we present the concept of halacha Rabbi Kiva not using the term halacha, but rather matin. Matin, Rashi explains, matin itmar, matin ha'ro l'chadchila achar Rabbi Kiva, that we would tilt in favor of Rabbi Akiva. Umiyui ovid kidoch lo madrinan uvda. If, however, a ruling is made like the opposing opinion, then we would not reverse the opinion. So that explains why Rabbi Yochanan did not see any need to have the ruling that was unlike Rabbi Akiva reversed. Because the urgency of ruling like Rabbi Akiva is not so great. Kreve de Rabbi Yochanan. Now we have a new marking, and on the side we have a mivna, structural note, and we indicate it goes till Pei Hei Amid Beis. You can see the diamond is featured. These are Maisim Shiesh Bohem in Yonei Tfisa Ugvias Chovos. These are a long list of stories, and as we indicate, it goes till Pei Hei Amid Beis. It's a very, very long list of incidents that involve tfisa. Tfisa means taking hold of something in an attempt to recover debts owed to people. The dashed underline, you'll see havlotas tfisas rechush yisoimim misimta. When you see, if you just scan ahead of the Gemara, you'll see that something diasmi misimta, something that was part of an estate that was found in the simta, the alleyway, as opposed to a rishus harabim. We had mentioned earlier that the concept of tfisa, when we were discussing Rabbi Akiva at the top of the Omid, the concept of tfisa is applicable when you grab it while the person is still alive, not after he died. We discussed tfisa in the context of Rabbi Tarfon. We wanted to know where were the items lying that enabled someone else to take hold of them. Is that only in a public domain, or possibly even not in an absolute public domain, but even in an alleyway? It's not in the physical, actual domain of the Yorshim yet. The Gemara. Itmar, Kreve, Rabbi Yochanan, Tofus Poro Diasmi Misimta. A relative of Rabbi Yochanan grabbed hold of a cow of Yisoimim that was in an alleyway. Asu Lekame, Rabbi Yochanan. The case came to Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Lehu Shapir, Tefastuha. He told them that your taking of it was good. You did well. You were in the right for having taken hold of it. Also, the kamed of Shimon Lakish, Omar Lahu, Zilu Ahador. This is not surprising. We saw this just above where Reish Lakish took it away from the, he said, you have to return it to the Yesoimim. Now, we must add over here, because Reish Lakish holds, like Rabbi Akiva, that tfisa done after a person is dead is not effective. That's called tfisa la'achar misa. And we're talking here about a part of Yesoimim. Yesoimim means their benefactor is dead. So the idea of grabbing something after the benefactor is dead, it's ineffective. Osu l'kamei d'Rabbi Yochanan. So now, those that had grabbed it, his Rabbi Yochanan's relatives, come back to Rabbi Yochanan, and Omar Lahu, he says, Ma ese shekinegdi chaluk alai. Well, what can I do? You have someone who's my equal, namely Reish Lakish, who argues with me. So I can't be of any help for you once Reish Lakish issued his ruling. Hahu Bakra diyasmi. Bakra is a person who's in charge, who we can call it a person who's who's in charge of animals. And here he's watching the animals. He's watching the herd of Yesoimim. The Tafsi Turomine, a Balchov, a creditor of the deceased, came and grabbed a cow from this cow watchman, from this Bakra. Balchov, Omar, the Balchov, the creditor who came to grab a cow, claimed, Mechayim tafisnole. I took hold of the cow when the deceased was still alive. Ubakro, Omar, the watchman, said, what do you mean? Lachar miso tafse. You grabbed it after he was dead already, and that your grabbing of it is of no significance. You have to release it. Asu lekame d'Rav Nachman. The case came to Rav Nachman. Omar le, he told the watchman, he asked the watchman, Isloch Sadi de Tafse, do you have witnesses that he grabbed it? Omar Lei, Lav, no, I don't have any witnesses. Omar Lei, so Rav Nachman says to the relatives of Rabbi Yochanan, Migu de Yochol Lemeimar Lokuchu Biyodi, since the Balchov can say, let me just correct myself. I erroneously made reference to the relatives of Rabbi Yochanan, so let's just go back and we have the watchman of the Yesoimim versus the creditor of the deceased. So the case came to Rav Nachman, and Omar Lei, Rav Nachman says to the watchman, Isloch Sadi de Tafse, do you have witnesses that the creditor had grabbed it? Omar Lei, Lav, no, I don't. Amar Leis, Rav Nachman says to the watchman, you're out of luck. Migu diyochol lemeimar, since that balchov, that creditor, could have said, oh, the cow, lekuchu biyodi. Oh, this is a cow that I bought. Yochol nami lemeimar, mechayim tafistale. He can say that I grabbed it. Yes, I grabbed it, but when the creditor was still alive. The Gemara asks, v'om reish lakish ha-gedros ein lehem chazoka. Gedros is a reference to animals tend to wander from place to place. And as a result of that, Ein Lohen Chazoka. We look at Rashi, Ein Lohen Chazoka, Ein Hamachsik Bohen, Yochol Lomar Lekuchnein Biyodi. Someone who's holding on to them cannot claim them to be his on the grounds that, or based on the claim, I bought them. Shemo Matzon, you might have merely found them. V'ichnison Befesel, V'fishadaka Lalech Besados. You found them wandering around, and maybe they wandered into your field, and you kept them. So that the claim of, you have to believe me in what I say, because I could have said I bought them, that kind of claim doesn't apply to Godros. To Godros, again, animals. The Gemara says, in this case, it is a claim. Shiny Tura are oxen, they're different. They don't just wander around. The Mesira Lero, they're given to the charge of a cowhand, row as a shepherd. So, being that they don't just wander around, they're under someone's charge, and now they're found in the possession of a balchov, and there's no witnesses that he grabbed it from the watchman, we believe him when he says that I collected it, I grabbed it when the Balchov, when the debtor was still alive. The Bei Nesia Tofus Amso Diasmi Misimta. Members of the Nosi's household, Nosi is the leader, the head of the Jewish community, someone from that household grabbed an Amsa, a maidservant, the Yasmi, that was owned by Yisimim. And where was she? In a Simta, in an alleyway. Yosef and Al Bei Nesia will have to assume that the money was owed to them by the deceased. Yosef, Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Chanina Bar Popi, Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha. You have three Rabbonin that were seated there. V'yosef Rabbi Abba Gabayo, and a fourth rabbi was seated there too. He was seated with them. Amar Luhu, Shapir Tafsituha. So it was said in the name of one of these three rabbis, at least, he said to the one that grabbed it, that to the Bei Nesia, the members of the Nasi's house, Yeah, you did a good job in taking that cow, in that taking that bond maid. Omar Lehu, Rabbi Abba says to them, Mishum Debei Nesia Ninu, because you're talking to someone from the house of the Nasi, Machnefisu Lehu, you have to play to them, you flatter them. Vaha Don Daini Karebi Tarfon. We had an incident we saw earlier about paskening, like that tefisa, Dayan and paskening that tefisa was effective. Hadre Reish Lakish Uvdaminayu, and Reish Lakish reversed that ruling and gave it back to the orphans or to the heirs. So how can you be so sure? How can you claim and say that Shapir Tafsitua? Yemar Bar Choshu. Choshu is a name of his father. Yemar Bar Choshu Havu Havamasik Bei Zuzi Bahu Gavra. Yemar was owed money by some man. Shochiv Vishofik Arba. The borrower died and he left the boat. Omar Le Lishluche. Yemar said to his agent, Zil Tafsa Nihale, go grab hold of that boat for me. Ozal Tofsa. He went and grabbed it. Pogu Bei, Rav Popa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua. They met up with that agent of Yemar. And they said to him, Omru Le, At, you, we're going to describe what you did. You're a Toifes Lebachov, Mokum Shechav Lachirim. You are grabbing an item on behalf of your Meshaleach, the person who sent you. You're grabbing it on his behalf in a situation where you're causing other creditors to lose out because of your taking it, so others to whom he owed money will now lose out. That's a concept of someone working in agency on behalf of someone, causing others a loss, causing others to be deprived. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan hatoifis lebachov b'mokum shechav la'achirim. The Gemara continues at the top of Pehe lo kana. That the agency in this capacity does not work. So if you thought that you're holding on, you took the boat on behalf of Yemar Bar Choshu, your actions are ineffective. So it's as if the boat is still there. And now what happens? Tafsua inhu. You have in this story Rav Popa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua. They also there was the boat owner owed them money also. He owed not only Yemar Bar Choshu, but that Hahu Gavra owed Rav Papa and Rav Huna Rav Yeshua as well. So now they just told the agent that your taking of it is ineffective. So thereby they free up the boat, and now Rav, and they grabbed it. Rav Papa Mimlach Meluchi, in grabbing a boat, what does that mean? The boat's a large thing. A person doesn't grab a boat and embrace it. So what it means, Rav Papa says, he Mimlach Meluchi. Rashi says, Manhiga Be'oigen Shelah. Shikoren, and then Rashi used some French words, but it's he took control of the boat by the ogin. Other places you see the word ogin associated with the anchor. Maybe it means he lifted anchor, enabling it to start sailing. And Rav Huna Brei Yeshua Mimtach Lo Be'ashla. What Rav Huna did is he took hold of the ropes. More Omar Ano Kanina Lo Lekula. Umar Omar Ano Kanina Lo Lekula. Each one was claiming that through their actions, their commandeering of the boat, each one in their respective ways, they were claiming that they got it. It's interesting to note, again, the Gemara might be describing or hinting to some hidden messages, but on the superficial level, as you look at the Gemara and appreciate it at its face value, you have two very great men, Rav Papa and Rav Huna Brei Yeshua, that were in conflict with one another over monetary matters. And as you can see, each one is claiming against the other one. How can you be claiming any of it? It's all mine. I commandeered it. Poga b'hu Rav Pinchas bar Ami. Rav Pinchas met up with them, Omar Luhu, and he said to them, Rav Shmuel, Damri Travayu, Fuhu Shitzvur Munochim b'shus Arabim. This idea of grabbing something so that the Yorshim don't get it, the heirs don't get it. It works only in a public thoroughfare. Omru Lei, so Rav Papa and Rav Yeshua told this Rav Pinchas, Ana Nami Mecharifuso Denaro Tafisna. We grabbed the boat, not while it was in a private dock. We grabbed the boat from the middle of the river. Now the middle of the river is where there's a strong flow. That's Mecharifusa Dinarov. Harifus is the swift flow of the river, the middle of the river, and then that's like a Rishus Arabim. Also the Kame Derova. They again, remember they were fighting with each other who owns the boat now. So the case came to Rava. Omar Luhu, and he reacted to them, Koki Chivri Mishachi Glimi Dinshi. Koki Chivri, we can translate more or less as Chivri means white. Koki is a reference to white geese. And Rashi says he made that reference to them, this reference to whiteness is that they were elderly themselves. They were Zakenim. They were not young men. I know that Rava was older than they, so he refers to them in this seemingly derisive form. But again, Rava was a greater individual than they, even though they themselves were outstanding. Rava says to them, "You white geese, you strip people of their clothing." That's the literal translation, and you'll see why he said that. Hachiyam Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, "Vusha tofsa mechayim." This whole concept of grabbing something that's effective only if done when the borrower, the debtor, is still alive. Then the creditor's claim on items will have validity, hence preventing yesomim from taking hold of it. But if the grabbing takes place till after the debtor is dead, then the tfisa doesn't help. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.